Of nominations has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filling of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 30th of November. A scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 28th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. For the first time, the Election Commission has provided online nomination facilities for candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said nomination form is available on the online portal suvidha.eci.gov.in. Filling of nomination papers also begin in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filled till the 25th of this month. Seat-sharing formula among the allies of NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in the Ranchi Jharkhand election, co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma said BJP will fight on 68 seats, while 10 seats were given to AJSU party. 2 seats of Jamshedpur West and Tamar were given to Janata Dal United. 1 seat of Chhatra was given to Chirag Paswan, led LGP. The Supreme Court today held that the law on prohibition of child marriages will prevail over any personal laws. The apex court asserted that child marriages infringe upon the fundamental rights of minors, including their right to choose a life partner freely. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra also issued guidelines for effective implementation of the law on prevention of child marriages in the country. During the pronouncement of the judgment, Chief Justice Chandrachur emphasized that personal laws must not hinder the enforcement of the national statute aimed at preventing child marriages. The authorities must focus on child marriage prevention and protection of minors while penalizing offenders as a last resort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that human rights has always been the moral fabric of India. Addressing the Foundation Day program of National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar said the Indian Constitution is the North Star for human rights. Acting Chairperson of NHRC Vijaya Bharati Sayani and Secretary General Bharat Lal also addressed the Foundation Day event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week tomorrow in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. NLW will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th BRICS Summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will offer a valuable opportunity to assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS and to identify potential areas for future collaboration. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said unconventional warfare has posed new challenges in the defence sector. Speaking at the launch of Dare to Dream 5.0 Innovation Contest in New Delhi today, he said technology has given rise to this new form of unconventional warfare. The 8th edition of Asia's largest telecom festival, India Mobile Congress, IMC, will conclude today in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the event at Bharat Mandapam on the 15th of this month. This global event has brought together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policy makers and tech experts from over 190 countries. Talking to Akashvani News, an exhibitor said the event has given them an opportunity to interact with their customers and meet representatives of various businesses. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.